Welcome back to Lake Effect. It is great to have you here. I'm Bonnie North, along with Jean Creighton, our astronomy contributor. Hello, Jean.
Hello, Bonnie.
It is so great to see you. And, you know, I love summer for all kinds of reasons. I love to go swimming. I love to eat ice cream. I just like being out on my bike, all of those things. But one of the great things, and we haven't talked about this in a while, is getting to look at the night sky and seeing what's out there because it's warm enough to be outside.
Indeed.
And so I thought this is a perfect time. We haven't talked about what you can see when you look up in a long time. So let's do that. What is visible right about now if you were so inclined to go out with us? With binoculars or a telescope.
Or even your naked eyes, right?
Okay.
Even
so
any help at all.
Oh, let's start with naked eyes then.
There are some bright things in the night sky that we can find thanks to the Big Dipper. So the Big Dipper is pretty high now in the sky, and we know the Big Dipper looks like a shopping cart with a long curvy handle, as I like to describe it. And if you imagine the front of the shopping cart, there are two stars called the pointer stars. And if you put at arm's length two fingers between those pointer stars and move them toward the opening of the shopping cart five times, you get the North Star. And the North Star, of course, is going to show you north, and that'll help you get oriented. And I only mention this because some people have a little compass built in their bodies and they know where north is by themselves. But, of course, a whole lot of us don't. And it's useful to have some clues to orient yourself.
Okay.
Now, when we're looking in the north, we're going to see the Big Dipper. Those of us who go to bed reasonably early will probably have a hard time seeing Cassiopeia, the W or M, just because she's so low in the sky. But that does mean that the Big Dipper is very high and convenient. On the other part of the sky in the south is where we have the more seasonal objects in the sky. So I'm going to go follow the tail of the Big Dipper. It is kind of in the southern part of the sky, so the expression that I want you to repeat mentally or even out loud is this, arc to Arcturus. Would you please model that for our audience?
Certainly, arc to Arcturus.
And spy Spica.
And spy Spica.
Excellent. And the sillier you say it, the better, because that's how we'll remember it better. So arc to Arcturus and spy Spica. Now, this little saying has bought you two constellations for free. The star Arcturus is a foreign star, an alien star, and everybody gets intrigued when I say that. But of course, it's a star that grew up outside our Milky Way. And this is not true. Every star you can see without a telescope is certainly a product of the Milky Way. But when we analyze the light from Arcturus, we see that it's going way too fast. If it was born in the Milky Way at the speed it's going, it would have left a long time ago. So we understand that this star must have been grabbed by a little galaxy coming too close to us. Thanks to gravity, we took most of its stars, maybe all of them, and a lot of its gas and dust. The other reason we suspect that this star did not grow up in the Milky Way is that if we look at the ratios of different isotopes. So those are elements that have the same elements, say hydrogen and hydrogen, but have different numbers of neutrons in their nucleus. So those ratios are pretty fixed, and that's one way we know if something, say, came from the Earth or came from Mars, because their ratios would be different. These are completely different than anything we see in the Milky Way. So those two pieces of evidence that it's going too fast and the isotope ratios are different tell us this one came from elsewhere.
Oh, that's so exciting.
It is, because that means that you can look up at a really bright star. Arcturus is really bright and pretty. And you're looking at a piece of another galaxy. Isn't that awesome?
That's fantastic.
Awesome.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Now, for those people in the audience who are Harry Potter fans, they might think that Arcturus sounds familiar. It is the middle name of Regulus Arcturus Black, Sirius Black's brother. So anyway, that's a little tidbit for the Harry Potter fans in our midst. And I'll carry on to talk a little bit about Spica, the brightest star in Virgo. Virgo is supposed to be a young woman, but I have never saw a young woman there. I see a squished box. And
Not as romantic to say that it's a squished box.
Perhaps not, yeah. But people never forget that. They yeah. love the squished box. So we're looking at a rectangle, and I like to tell people that pretend it's just a package that's being delivered, and unfortunately the package fell down. So one of its four corners got kicked in, and what we're left with looks a lot like a trapezium. That is the shape of Virgo. Now, both Arcturus and Spike are bright enough that you will definitely see them in the city, even in downtown. But if you are lucky enough to live fairly far from city lights, then you should really be able to see the little trapezium I described for Virgo. And if your eyes are keen, you should be able to see it in a city's landscape as long as you're not facing lights.
So we've arced Arcturus, we've spied Spica. Now what's next?
Next is we're going to find the most important hero in Greek mythology.
Well, that can only be one man.
Yes.
And
who is he?
Hercules.
Yes.
Yes.
Now I have to confess that a few years ago, my mother had on her shelf six books. It was part of a series, a Greek mythology encyclopedia. And I said to her, Mommy, I need to liberate this. I obviously have more use for it than you do. So she let me ship it off to Milwaukee, and I have it now. Of these six books, there's one on the gods, one on various heroes, how the universe came to be, various other things. There's one book that's dedicated to Hercules. There are so many stories about Hercules himself. What's convenient is that Hercules is close to the Northern Crown. And I say that because Hercules kind of looks like a kite, which is unfortunate because if you look up, you'll see all kinds of things that look like kites. It's pretty hopeless. But near Hercules, there is a very nice symmetrical C letter, like Charlie, and it points to Hercules. So the lower part of the C points to what we would call kind of the head of Hercules, and the lower part of the C points to his torso. It makes for a strange person. There's a small head, very long neck, and this weird kite-shaped chest. But if you look at it upside down, then the kite could be a kite, and the rest of it could be a nice tail. So that is Hercules and the Northern Crown. And of course, as the summer progresses, we get to see more and more of the summer triangle, which is one of my favorite things because I do love summer. And we get to keep looking at it until November. So we keep that little taste of flavor all until the end of November. Very bright stars there. Vega is the brightest of the three. Vega is part of Lyra. There is Deneb, which is part of Cygnus. Cygnus is also known as the Northern Cross. And if you imagine it to be like a cross, it kind of flies along the Milky Way. And the third star is called Altair as part of the constellation of the Eagle. So those three stars, even though they belong to three different constellations, together they make that summer triangle that straddles the Milky Way.
And just a lot of wonderful stuff to look at in the night sky.
Indeed. And all I would say is make sure that if you are going to spend some time outside, it is going to feel colder after a while when you're still. And of course, you don't want to provide meals for mosquitoes. So you'll need to bring some bug repellent.
Bug repellent and maybe a nice sleeping bag to kind of wrap around you.
That's right.
All right. Well, I'll let you know what I see.
Great. Thanks.
Thanks, Jean. Lake Effect contributor Jean Creighton is the director of the Manfred Olson Planetarium, which is located on the campus of the University of Wisconsin, Milwaukee. After almost a year of work, the Postcards from America Milwaukee edition is up at the Milwaukee Art Museum. We'll talk with photography curator Lisa Sutcliffe next on Lake Effect. You are listening to us on WUWM, Milwaukee Public Radio.